There was a mixed response Sunday from Syrian media to Secretary of State Colin Powell's visit to Damascus Saturday. While some believe Mr. Powell's visit was beneficial, others say the United States needs to drop its demand that Syria close the press offices of groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad. The moderate Syrian Christian newspaper Al-Anwar said Mr. Powell, through discussion, received a Syrian pledge to cooperate in a regional peace process. But Syria's ruling Ba'ath Party newspaper An-Nahar said Mr. Powell's call for Syria to close the press offices of radical groups, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad, violated the Palestinians' right to plead their case to the international community. Both groups have boasted of carrying out suicide attacks in Israel. In Beirut, Mr. Powell said Syrian authorities had told him there had been a number of closures involving the offices of groups that the State Department has listed as terrorist organizations. Mohammed Aziz Shukri is the former dean of the University of Damascus School of International Law. He says Washington needs to understand that Syrians do not view these groups as terrorist organizations.
We still believe, and we will always believe, that Hezbollah, al-Jihad al-Islami, and Hamas are freedom fighters, and that the Israelis are actually occupying territories that don't belong to them. This is a fact that neither the U.S. nor any other power in the world can change in the mind of the average Syrian or the average Arab on the street. So if the United States wants a good relation as much as we do, they will have to understand our position here, and I think our position is not irrational. I think when it comes to the question of terrorism, Syria has cooperated with the United States fully in fighting Al-Qaeda. But when it comes to what we consider deeply and honestly as freedom fighters, we cannot cross this red line, even if it will be rather uncomfortable for the United States.
While Mr. Shukri says he has doubts about whether U.S.-Syrian relations will begin to improve as a result of Secretary of State Powell's visit, Ratib Shalla, head of Syria's Union of Chamber of Commerce, thinks they will continue to improve. Mr. Shalla says Mr. Powell's trip was successful because he did not repeat earlier allegations from Washington that Syria was harboring wanted Iraqis or is in possession of banned chemical and biological weapons.
I think that basically there is quite an accord on an understanding between the two parties. And as such, I think the people sort of accepted that a lot of things that were not said were very positive and very encouraging. There's every reason for us to cooperate. And I think that in economic terms, Syrian-American economic relations have been improving steadily in the last few years. And I don't think there's any reason for thinking that the trend will be any different or that it would change in the future.
Sunday, a senior official with Hezbollah in Lebanon said he was confident Lebanon and Syria would not bow to U.S. demands and vowed to continue an armed resistance to Israel. As part of a U.S. proposed regional peace plan, known as the Roadmap, Palestinians must undertake visible measures to end violence and terrorism against Israel by these groups. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.